just a vessel and nothing more. When you're done, please take the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Take your place, Lord, and have your way. I'm just a vessel and nothing more. And when you're done, my voice, I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. So take your place, Lord, have your way, have your way. Precious name, may the Lord glorify himself in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, choir. God bless you. Shall we put our hands together to bless the name of the Lord this morning? Amen and amen and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Bible declares in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 8, the Lord sent his word into Jacob, and it had lighted upon Israel. You are going to pray as you lift up both hands this morning and say, Father, the light of your word, let it come upon me today. Turn it to your prayer. Begin to pray that as the word of God is coming this morning, let it light upon me. And the Lord sent his word into Jacob, and it had lighted upon Israel. Let your word, O God, enlighten my ignorance today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let your word illuminate my understanding. Let your word find entrance into my heart and into my life this morning. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Jesus' precious name, we have prayed and given thanks. Pick up your Bible and let's read the word of God together. If you don't have a Bible, please pick it up. Ushers, get everyone on their seat. Get them near their seats. Don't stand by the window. Hello? Don't stand by the window. There's a chair for you to sit upon. But now we are standing to read the word of God. John chapter 5 and verses 2 to 13. John chapter 5 verses 2 to 13. And before we read, please, I'd like to see the leaders and heads of department after the service. If you have not dropped your questionnaire that you received last Sunday, please do so. Please give them to the ushers and they will pass them on to me. John chapter 5 verses 2 to 7. If you are there, say amen. Amen. Shall we read together? One to go. Now there is a Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having five porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the move of the water. And an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water, whatsoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him, like, he knew that he had been now a long time in that case. He said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepped down before me." Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked on the same day. And it was the Sabbath. On the same day, and it was this Sunday. Glory to God. Verse 10. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful to thee to carry thy bed." It is not lawful for you to be responsible. He answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk." He that made me whole gave me instruction and I obeyed. Then asked they him, "What man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk?" And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for the gift of your word. We thank you that this word will light upon us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way as the word gets into us, as we get into the word. Thank you for ears that are open to receive the word of God today. We thank you because as it enters us, it will profit our lives. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Glory to God. You may be seated in his wonderful presence. Hallelujah. I'm starting a new series today called The Power of Faith. Let somebody say it with me. The Power of Faith. Say it one more time. The Power of Faith. Hallelujah. And I subtitle today's message, The Word Enforces. The Word Enforces. Praise the Lord. In life, there are people just like on television, you have newscasters. But the newscasters are not the newsmakers. So in life, you have people who are newscasters and you have others who are newsmakers. You have people who are storytellers and you have people who are history makers. Praise the Lord. There are people who tell stories about what is happening or what has happened. But there are people who are the stars of the story that they tell. Glory be to Jesus. People talk of other people's testimony, but some people are the testimony in themselves. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but where God wants you and I to be is not just to remain as storytellers, but for us to be story makers. Hallelujah. And for you to become a story maker, You must operate in the power of faith. Glory be to Jesus. I said, glory be to Jesus. You must become a word enforcer. There are people who just read the word. But I've come to understand in my walk with God that just reading the word, the written word of God, does not deliver to you manifestation. Just knowing what the scripture says in itself will not deliver manifestations unto you. Just reading the promises of God is not enough to deliver manifestation into your life. Amen. It has to go beyond that. You have got to move from reading it to becoming an enforcer of that word. Only the word that is enforced is the word that manifests. You must enforce that which is written. Jesus Christ himself understood this principle. According to Luke chapter 4, the Bible tells us from verse 2, it said Jesus Christ was led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted of the devil. The devil came to tempt the Lord Jesus Christ. 40 days and 40 nights. He vexed him. He came to change his mind concerning what God has said, to confuse him, to cause him to derail from the plans and the purposes of God for his life. But the only way that Jesus was able to overcome the temptation was because he enforced that which is written. And Jesus said to Satan, "It is written." For example, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. He knew that the only way to resist, to superimpose, to interfere in the circumstances that do not look like God and does not align with the will of God, is to enforce that which is written. Glory to God. Many people ask these questions and say, if Jesus says that he is a healer, why is it that I'm not healed? By the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. Why am I still not healed? Hello? If Jesus says he's a deliverer, why am I still not delivered? And a lot of people begin to ask questions based on the word they know, the word they have heard, the word they have read about the promises of God. God has promised me provision. Why am I still poor? And a lot of people get discouraged. Many of God's people are discouraged, asking why and why and why. What they have seen, what they claim to believe, that God has promised them, why am I not seeing it? Why am I not taking delivery of it? It is because reading it, hearing it is not enough to deliver it into your life. You have got to enforce it. Let somebody say, enforce. Say it one more time. You have got to enforce it. Glory to God. And Jesus is our perfect example. As a son of God himself, he knew he needed to enforce it. Amen. It's not enough when you hear the word, a prophetic promise spoken over your life, and you say, amen, I receive it. Thank God.
because you actually received it. But what you received, something is going to come against it and challenge what you have received. And that's why there is need for you to enforce what you have received. Glory to God. In life, what do men really truly long for? What is mankind longing for in life? Really? I ask myself, all your moving around, all your seeking, pursuing, what really are you looking for? And I have discovered that all that we are really looking and longing for is to be in control of our circumstances. If you are working, you're on the job, or you are doing business, the reason why you are going to work is to control your circumstances. Glory to God. Yes, you want to control and dominate every situation and circumstances. If it does not deliver happiness to you, you want to control it so that happiness is what you will see. Praise the Lord. In the world is the same to all mankind, bond or free, Greek or Jew, male or female. We all want to control. We want to be in control of our circumstances. Glory to God. Many of you came, you received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior because you didn't like the way that your life was running. Amen. And you heard the word of God. That when you come to Christ, you receive the authority to control your circumstances. Amen. But in the world wants to control its circumstances. Many a time, some of them have been good because the world has made discoveries, which is what the Bible says. Man was given dominion, amen, over all the vast resources of the earth. So God gave us raw materials and the wisdom to turn it into what will control our circumstances. He gave to man. That's why they make a chair from the tree. He didn't give a chair. He gave tree. But from the tree, you build houses. From the tree, we have wooden floors. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man always wants to control and change his circumstance. And that's why man, in the days while walking, they use mules to transport themselves from one place or the other, or to transport goods from one place to the other. Man looked at how am I going to get it to where I want to get it to faster, quicker, better. Amen. So the potential of man and his ability to create begin to kick in to the point where to get somewhere faster, then aeroplanes were made. Glory be to God. It is all to control circumstances. Is somebody hearing God? So for us who are children of God, how then do we control circumstances that come against us? How do we ensure that what God has promised us is made manifest in our lives? How do I become a history maker and not just a storyteller? How is that going to happen? In the world, it is a survival of the fittest. That's why you have in the world, they call some places, what do they call us in this part of the world? Undeveloped. Hello? Underdeveloped. And some people call themselves advanced countries. Because when it comes to their creative ability kicking in, they have gone way ahead of some other countries. Is that not so? So they say they are advanced. And how do they control the circumstances? They control it by survival of the fittest. Hello? It's the survival of the fittest. Glory to God. You can't come to our country unless you have so and so. Why? They are controlling their circumstances. They are controlling the population. Amen? It's survival of the fittest. Some countries believe, of course, they are fitter than other countries. Amen? And that's why some of you want to run there. Because you already believe that they are fitter and better than the country that you are born into. That God must have made a mistake while making you a Nigerian. Except that we know that God never makes mistakes. Glory be to Jesus. And God did not put you here because God decided that some people should be needy, poor, impoverished. No. There's nothing wrong with being black. Four people caught it. Five people caught it. Glory to God. Maybe some of you are still ashamed. Thank God that he gave us Jesus. In him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. Black, white, green, purple. Nigerian, American, Australian, British, Spanish, whichever. Those that are going home to where the Father is are those that are covered with the blood. It is not by this, your skin color. It is by the content of your character. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. So, for the world, life is survival of the fittest. But for us, who are the people of God, it's not about survival of the fittest. Glory be to Jesus. It is the triumphing of our faith. That's what life is to us. It is the triumphing of our faith. For the Bible says, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, for the just shall live by faith. Faith to us is not like Panadol. You take it anytime you have headache. No, faith is not a drug. Faith is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. You live by faith. Everything about you is by faith. Glory to God. I said glory to God. The real challenge that a lot of us have, what is the real major challenge that you have as a child of God? This is the challenge. How to translate your beliefs to behavior. What do you believe about God? What do you believe about the promises that he made to you? How do I translate those things now to behavior in my life? Hallelujah. That which is written, how do I translate it to manifestation? You will be the head and you will not be the tail. Hello? You will be above, you will not be beneath. Now, how do I translate? I believe it is the word of God. Now, how do I translate it to manifestation in my life? It is by enforcing that which is written. Glory to God. You have got to enforce it. Our sister shared the testimony today. She said, she just looked. When she was saying that, I said, glory to God. Because I'm sure Pastor Yemi knows. Even in, I said, where I live. Look, whatever that you tolerate can never change. It will remain there, remain in your life as long as you continue to tolerate it. But the day that you say, no, I cannot remain as a newscaster I must be a newsmaker. Glory to God. I am through saying good evening and welcome to 9 o'clock breaking news about Sister Tola. Hey, glory. No, the breaking news must be about me. God must move in my own life so that I move from being a newscaster to a newsmaker. Glory to God. Glory to God. What is faith? Hebrews 11, verse 1. Faith is the substance of things that are hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. This is my translation of that scripture. Faith is the practical demonstration of my confidence in God and His word. Let somebody say practical demonstration. You can't enforce the word if you do not practically demonstrate it. Praise the Lord. In other words, faith is not passive. Faith is active. It's not passive. Oh, yes, I've read. The scripture says, oh, yes, the plan that God has for me are plans to prosper me and not to harm me. You've got to enforce that word, that written word. Hallelujah. God's plan is to prosper me and not to harm me. So if harm is not going to come to you, you have got to enforce that which is written. Glory to God. Faith is a practical demonstration. In this series, we'll begin to look at the characteristics of faith. Word enforcers, people who enforce the word, are people who live the word and see the manifestation in their lives. Those are word enforcers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Knowing what the promises are is not enough for manifestation. Knowing what the promises that God has made to His children, just knowing it, is not enough. There are many things we know by just mental assent. They said it, just like you will know the story about what happened to what the Yoruba leader that went to London and came back. Just like you know that story. Amen. It's a mental assent. It does not require any spiritual exercise or understanding. The paper tells you this is it. You just believe it. Hello? It's a mental assent. Amen. But faith is not a mental assent. It's a practical demonstration of what you believe, the spiritual that controls the physical. Glory to God. It's not a mental assent. It's not even positive thinking. There are many people who don't know God who have positive, they are positive thinkers. Yes, they just think positively. They never see anything wrong even if something is wrong, they think positively about it. It is good to think positively. But you see, that does not even guarantee manifestation. There has to be a force behind it. And it's the force of faith. The power of faith to bring things to pass in our lives. To see the manifestation of the promises of God in our lives. Amen. is not by mental assent. How do I then enforce what God has promised for manifestation in my life? This is how we do it. We release the power of faith. And to release that power of faith, there must something, some things that you need, you and I need to give ourselves to continually. Let somebody say, continually. Yeah, continually. You must think it. Let somebody say, think it. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You have got to think the promise. Two, you have got to meditate on it. To meditate is to spend quality time to roll it over in your mind. Keep rolling it over continually in your mind. Until it gets into your subconscious mind. Oh, glory to God. We'll talk more about that next week. The power of your subconscious mind. Because when you are faced with a situation that you want to override, or you want to terminate, or you want to superimpose the will of God upon, it cannot come from your conscious mind. The word must come from your subconscious mind. Because your subconscious mind is your heart. And out of the abundance of your conscious mind, your mouth will speak. That's the one that carries the power of faith. Glory to God. There are many scriptures you know now, but they are powerless. They are powerless because all you have is a mental assent of the scripture. It has not yet gone down into your subconscious. When it goes down into your subconscious, you will dream in the night. The devil will come and attack you. That word will come out. Many a times they come to attack you, wake up in the morning, you don't even know what to do. Hello? But because you are loaded, you have loaded your spiritual magazine, which is your subconscious, with the word of God, even in that dream, you will get your victory. Glory to God. What comes to your mind when you first hear a bad news? What first comes out of your mouth tells us what is in your subconscious. If you say yepa, that's what's there. Huh. Hallelujah. If you say mogbe, that's what is in your subconscious. And you need to get rid of that and replace it and superimpose the written word in your subconscious. So that when the trouble shows up, the first thing that comes to your mind, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hey. The first thing that will come to you is that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The first thing that will come out is I am an overcomer, and I overcome by my faith in God. Glory to Jesus. This is why a lot of people are discouraged. Because they think just knowing the word, just reading the scriptures is enough for manifestation. Beloved, I come by the Spirit of God today to correct that idea, that misconception in you today, to let you know you must be a word enforcer. You must enforce that which is written and enforce it continually. Glory to God. In that Luke chapter 4, it's not only one time the devil came to Jesus. He came to him how many times? 3 times. To tempt him. To cause him to derail. To cause him to live by flesh and not by faith. Hello? to separate him from worshiping God to worshiping idols. But after that, Jesus Christ kept looking at the devil in the face. You see, faith, as I said, is not passive. Faith does not hide. Faith is confrontational. Or how else are you going to defeat the devil if you can't confront him? Faith is not silent. Faith is not private. It is public. Hallelujah. It is an action. And the Bible says, and the devil left Jesus for a season. He left him for a season. After he had enforced the word of truth. Are you enforcing the word? And are you doing it continually? Praise the Lord. Hey, some of you, sickness. Ah, Baba, is God going to heal me? Is God going to do? Are you enforcing what the scripture says? Really, are you enforcing it? Okay, you said it one time. Okay, you tried in a week. You did it. And then all of a sudden, it's like it grew worse. And then you forget all about it. You don't stop until victory shows up. Why were you speaking it? Why were you trying to enforce it? It's because you want to change that circumstance. Hallelujah. And once the circumstance has not changed in the physical, you don't stop enforcing what is written. Hallelujah. If Jesus had stopped the first time the devil came to him, that would have been the end. The devil would have gotten him, and the purpose of God for his life would have been annulled. He would completely hijack it. Is somebody listening to God? Hallelujah. So you need to think it and meditate upon it. You have to give it a voice. We'll talk more about that next week. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Amen. Now, let's look at our text today. Let's go into our text today in John chapter 5. There is a story of this man. The Bible says there are many people who are disadvantaged. I don't know the area of your disadvantage right now, beloved. He said many people were disadvantaged and they were seated around this pool. And the angel of the Lord comes once in a while when he stirs up the water. Anyone that first jumps into it receives their healing. They receive their deliverance. Glory be to Jesus. And Jesus came there and saw this man. He's been there for 38 years. Hello? He's been there. He knew the word. He knew that if anyone gets there, because that's the written word, glory to God. That's the spoken word. That's the promise. Whoever jumps inside will be healed. So there is a promise of healing. This man knew from how he replied Jesus. He already knew. So he's not ignorant of the promise. Now, some people may be ignorant of what is written. Why? Because they are not familiar with the word. You don't read your Bible. So you won't even be familiar with what your inheritance is in Christ. You don't know what God has promised you. You don't know what is in the will that Jesus left for you. If you do not know that somebody left something for you in a will, if they leave a house for you in Banana, you can still be suffering inside Badia in a one-room apartment with one large gutter smelling right in front of your house. Hello? Until you come to the knowledge that your uncle actually had a property in Banana Island, in VI. And he said, I bequeath it to my nephew or to my niece. It is the day that you come to the knowledge of it. Hallelujah. that you begin to enforce it. Glory be to Jesus. The day you come to the knowledge of the will of God is the day you start to operate in faith. Hallelujah. Because faith begins to operate only when the will of God is known. If you don't know his will, there is nothing to fight for. You can't fight. If you don't know something belongs to you, why would you be fighting for it? You will know. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Passive Christians only know what the scripture says. They never enforce it. You are like, how will I put it? May you not be a passive Christian. And if you have been, today marks the end of it. Amen. Today, you become an active Christian. Amen. A word enforcer. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Enforce the word. By acting. How can you say, I have faith? When there is no action. What is that? That's not faith. If there is no action, it's not faith. Faith is active. What are you doing? Just sitting down and hoping that something will happen. You are wishing, and wishers are never winners. You can't win by wishing. I wish my circumstance would change. I wish that I can be in dominion over my situations and circumstance. No. Wishes will never deliver manifestation. Only the word that you enforce will deliver manifestation to you. And it's time that we rise up as people of God. This is the only way to become a force to be reckoned with. Anywhere that you go. The vision of this church talks about raising a people of dominion. It means people who are in control. I mean, you are the one that dictates what can come into your life and what cannot come into your life. You are the one in control of it. Our sister said, she saw, what's happening here? I've got to take my authority. I've got to be in dominion here. You can't carry our whatever it is, transformer away. And we don't know when they'll bring it back. And then we are in darkness. The devil is a liar. As a child of God, we've got to stand up and take our authority. Exercise authority. Enforce the written word. And she stood and said, no, this cannot happen. I decree. For the Bible says, you shall decree a thing and it shall come to pass. And light shall shine on your path. And she began to decree. Glory be to Jesus. You've got to give a voice to what is written. You've got to give a voice to what has been spoken over your life. Give a voice to it. You know, yes, I know it in my heart. Yeah, now speak. Glory to be to Jesus. Hallelujah. I said, glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. What are we then learning from this man today? That faith acts. That's the first thing we learn. Faith acts. For 38 years, this man did not enforce the word that he had. And the status quo remained for 38 years. He was in the same situation. He had the same challenge. He had absolutely no way of controlling his circumstance. He never thought he could ever change. He reminds me, you know, when I was reading it again yesterday, and the Holy Spirit just brought this into my spirit. He said, it's like what Jesus said in John chapter 3 and in verse 3 to 5, I guess, verse 3 and 5. In John 3, 3, the Bible says, unless you see the kingdom, hallelujah, you cannot be born again. Unless you see the kingdom. Then, in verse 5, he said, you must be born of the Spirit and of the water for you to enter in the kingdom. So, seeing the kingdom and entering in the kingdom are two different things. It's possible to see the kingdom and not to enter the kingdom. What enforcers are those that enter the kingdom? Hallelujah. Because the kingdom benefits manifest in their lives. That's how you know those that have entered. There are many who, are in the churches. You are there every Sunday. Crowds, multitude. But very few enter. All they do is come and see. Come and hear. They come Sunday in, Sunday out. You listen to other people's testimony, what God is doing in everybody's life. Oh, you listen to the pastor. You listen to the message. You heard the word. I say, powerful. No, it's not powerful until you act on it. Power is only released when you act your faith. That's when power is released. Power to change your circumstance is only released when you put action to your faith. Glory to God. So we learned that faith acts. Why? Jesus told the man, the cripple, uncle, you'll be here 38 years. What's going on? You see, and this is what happens. Then you go into a blame game. Nobody wants to help me. That's why my situation is like that. They can't help me to find job. And they won't help me to do this. They won't help my children. They won't help me this. They won't do this. There is no help in man because the best of man is still a man. A man is flawed. So this man was waiting for people to help him when he was where the help of God was. Now, I've looked at this situation. I know that there are situations in my own personal life, in my walk with God, that I know, unless God pushed me by some challenge. Do I have relatives in this place? He didn't want to kill me nor punish me. He just knew that with that challenge, he will be able to redirect my attention. Glory to God. That's why sometimes, David himself said, it is good for me to have been afflicted that I may learn your statutes. There are certain things you will not learn about God until you are afflicted. You won't learn. Tell your neighbor, keep living. You will not learn it. Let them say it today. Let them hear it tomorrow. Let your friends say, you this girl, you this boy, Ronnie. By the time you drop into the pit, you will become like Jonah. You will now cry out, glory. You think anybody need to tell Jonah again to disobey God? It's not possible. Glory to God. Nobody was there to help me. Hear what Jesus says to the man. This is where the faith begins to work. This is where the power of faith was released. Jesus gave the instruction. The man followed the instruction. That is the act of his faith. He said, rise up. It was the man's responsibility to rise. Hallelujah. You see, many of you are looking for something. Bread, the corn don't land. It's not. Look. The Bible says, even a lazy man put food in his hand, from his hand to his mouth, he won't do it. At least that one is your responsibility. Amen. Rise, take up thy bed. He didn't say, let somebody come and help you take your bed. Now, this is fascinating. Let somebody say, fascinating. A crippled man, you know this man is disadvantaged, and you are telling him to rise. Hey, you are telling him to carry load. You don't get it. This is a crippled man. Jesus will look like a wicked person. He's a crippled man. He needs somebody to hold him, help him. He needs, some form of support for him to be able to. Jesus said, Uncle, rise now. Take up your bed. What is he trying to say? Put your faith to work. Faith is the practical demonstration of your confidence in God. If you believe what Jesus said, now take it. Hallelujah. Once the man takes the step to rise and to carry his bed, power of faith is released. So that which is weak is strengthened at that point in time. Is somebody hearing God? This is how faith works. Everybody say, I have faith, I have faith. Are you really sure you have faith? Apostle James said, oh, you have faith? Show me your works. Show me your works. Where is the work of your faith? What have you shown that we can see that will tell us that you are a man and a woman of faith? Like I said, faith is confrontational. Faith is always contrary to the present circumstance. It must go and act contrary. Amen. It has to act contrary. I will keep sharing that testimony. What, you see, I don't know how else you can act by faith than to really enforce. How do you enforce this faith? They came and told me, my name is written in the names of people that will be sacked from the bank I was working in. In fact, they said my name was number one on the list. I didn't see the list, but someone who was at the board meeting came and said, Mrs. Aouvi's name, her name is first on the list too. There are 5 people on that list. Hey, they said they are sacking, they are retrenching them. And somebody came to me and said, in fact, that message came too late. Because I had loaded my spiritual magazine. The word of God had already come that surely they will gather, but not of me. And because they do not have my consent, they will fall for your sake. So every time when they came to me with that news, I said, surely they gather. Yeah, God has said it. But they are all going to fall for my sake. They didn't know what I was talking about. Hallelujah. Because when you put faith to work, people who are faithless are confused.
That's right. Yeah.
Because the things of the spirit are foolishness to the natural man. They can understand it. Amen. What did I do? I was enforcing against the present circumstance. My name was there. I was to be restrained. I enforce and superimpose the promise of God in that same situation. Hallelujah. And when I spoke it out, power of faith was released. And what happened? What was the testimony? It turned around. So the news that first came out that said, Mrs. Ahovia's name was first on the list. The news changed. I became the history maker. Hallelujah. The breaking news was, Mrs. Ahovia's name has been removed from the list. Be a word enforcer. If you talk the word will work for you. Stop talking your feelings. This is how I feel. And that's how I feel about it. And you don't know what I'm going through. Thank God you are going through. You are not staying there. Oh, I thought somebody would applaud right there.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I told you last week, dump your fear. Just dump it. Dump it in the refuse, whatever. Go and dump it there. In fact, some of you can even do it practically. Amen. Put some paper. Write fear inside it in a nylon bag and go to the refuse dump and say, fear, here I dump you. You are not going back home with me. How many people are ready to try that? Glory to God. Just dump it there. Anytime the devil brings me, I say, Nibo, I've already dumped it. You are a waste product. Glory be to Jesus. I don't know. I'm asking you a question today. How bad do you want what you want? You need to become a word enforcer. Hear what this man said in closing. The man said, people came. And that's what people do. Those are the people from Chinese television, from Nation newspaper, Punch, and all those people. They came. Who healed you? Journalism. Hello? Who healed you? They want to get information about it. I said, you stay there, be getting information. Hello? Get information. I am getting manifestation. You want information. I want manifestation. And the man said, he answered, verse 11. He answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, this is the word, take up thy bed and walk. That's what he told me. And I did exactly what he told me. Glory to God. Don't ask me about where the man is. Don't ask me about his name. He told me, this is it. I did what he told me, and here I am. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is not interested in people who just carry stories or people who are using situations to gossip. We are not called to gossip. We are called to spread the gospel. And this is one effective way of spreading the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. This good news. If you are not a word enforcer, what's your good news? Hallelujah. You just remain a storyteller. No testimonies. No praise reports. You are just a church goer. You are just among those who see the kingdom and never enter the kingdom. Until you practicalize your faith. Act upon it, just like this crippled man did. Can you imagine? In one day, 38 years of grief, sorrow, discouragement vanished. Why? Because he did one thing that he thought he could never do. Because he obeyed the word of God. He enforced that which he had. And it changed his story. May your story change from today. Amen. Rise on your feet. We'll continue the message on the power of faith next week. Don't miss this series. Because I believe God, and because I've been praying concerning it and concerning you, that even you yourself will not recognize yourself again. Yeah. That's what faith does. If you have been sitting in the ash of defeat, by the time this series ends, you are moving out of there. God will relocate you to a place of victory in the mighty name of Jesus. You'll be relocated from poverty to riches in the mighty name of Jesus. You'll be relocated from rejection to celebration in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You'll be relocated from demonic bondage and prison. Your blessings will be, released from every demonic vault.
and deliverance will be yours in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your two hands and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Thank Him. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Thank Him. Philippians 2:13. The Bible says, it is He that worketh in us both to will and to do of God's good pleasure. It is the Holy Spirit that worketh in us and through us to do that which is pleasing to God. If we are going to be a word enforcer, the Holy Spirit is there to help us to become a word enforcer. So pray today and say, Holy Spirit, I permit you to walk. Do a work in me, hey, that will make me to become a word enforcer. In the name of Jesus. Turn it to your prayer. Let everybody turn it to their prayer. Pray, pray, pray. Faith is the triumphing of every believer. We triumph by faith. We live by faith. We live by faith and not by sight. It's not by what we see. It is by the enforcement of the word of God, the spoken word and the written word. Holy Spirit, let there be a transformation in my life. Empower me to become a history maker, a word enforcer, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And as you have prayed, Father, to everyone that has prayed this prayer today, I ask, O God Almighty, that your amen will be upon their prayer, and it will turn to them for a testimony and a praise report in their lives and in their circumstances. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. And if you're among us today and you do not have a relationship with God through the Son, Jesus Christ, this is a great opportunity for you. It is pointless to ask you to act by faith when the Bible itself tells us that we are saved by grace through faith. Accept Jesus Christ into your life today. And just say with me as you put your right hand on your chest and say, Father, I come to you today. I give my life to Jesus Christ. I've heard your word. I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me in your blood and make me your child. Help me to walk by faith in my journey with you. And let there be manifestations of the faith that I act upon in Jesus' precious name. Thank you for saving me unto the uttermost. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for everyone that has confessed. Father, please receive them, O Lord God Almighty, into your family. That they also, Father Lord, will become your children as we have become your children. And thank you, Lord, for empowering them with the power of faith to live for you all the days of their lives. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Put your hands together to appreciate the Lord for the word that He has brought this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Amen.